Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
So yesterday we talked about how devastating it can be when a couple in a seemingly healthy relationship breaks up.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, the other side of that coin is the relief when we see someone leaving a toxic relationship.
Oh, I love it. It's like my reality show bread and butter when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes.
Yes. Oh, and Lord knows we have our reality shows.
We do.
And I feel like even more so, it's satisfying when someone dumps a zero who's been cheating.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yep.
Like Emily Ratajkowski, who's reportedly leaving her husband, Sebastian Bear McLeod, after multiple rumors surfaced of him cheating on her.
Yeah. So after 4 years of marriage, Em Rata is back in that dating pool, babies.
Yeah, which there's not much space in this pool, let me tell you.
Oh, God, I know. You're really swimming through it.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, July 20th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Give me that, hot goss.
So, speaking from experience, obviously, when you're a successful, beautiful model, it's easy for people to assume your life is perfect.
Right.
I think we all make these assumptions about other people.
Sure.
But we know that even stars come across bumps in the road. They're just like us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely true for Emily Ratajkowski. For the last 4 years, she seemingly was happily married to her husband, Sebastian Bear McLeod, until now. After rumors of him cheating on her circulated for weeks, it was reported just days ago that the two have split up.
Yeah.
So these rumors of his infidelity popped up on Dumois,
yeah,
one of my favorite Instagrams to follow.
Uh-huh.
There's been rumors that he was seen with multiple women and Emily was aware that he cheated. Of course, these were rumors, so nothing's been confirmed.
Right.
So on Thursday of last week, Claudia Ashray, who's an influencer, spoke on her podcast, The Morning Toast, about the cheating rumors and said, it's like known that her husband has cheated on her and they're filing for divorce. And said it hadn't been reported on officially yet, but that everyone just knows it.
So then on Friday, a source close to Emily confirmed a divorce and the cheating rumors to Page Six. And the insider said, yeah, he cheated. He's a serial cheater. It's gross. He's a dog. Which, can I just really quickly say, can we lose this he's a dog thing? Because dogs are like so loyal and amazing. Where did this come from?
I don't know. Well, because they didn't used to be considered like parts of the family. They were considered animals.
They were wolves and they were in packs and they were still loyal. My argument stands.
I'm telling you where it came from.
I don't care. I'm sick of it.
Oh my God.
So on Monday, another source close to Emily told People they split recently. It was Em's decision. She's doing okay. She's strong and focused on her son. She loves being a mom. Mm. So Emily and Sebastian do have a one-year-old son named Sylvester together. Mm-hmm. And Entertainment Tonight also reported that a source said Emily and Sebastian have been having issues as a couple for a little while. And they said Emily was just adjusting to the change and plans to file for divorce soon. Mm. So I would imagine so.
I mean, I feel like this usually is the nail in the coffin.
Well, yeah, especially if she knows about it. It's like,
and like we said, there have been signs that they were headed for Splitsville before it was confirmed. You know, of course, there were the cheating rumors. And then last week, Emily stirred up talk of a breakup when she was spotted out in New York City without her wedding ring, mm-hmm. which I swear to God, photographers, like, they're like, we don't care what this person looks like. We just need to see that left hand. Is there still a ring on it?
I know.
And God forbid you don't wear it. Like,
that's like, I've said this before.
I was washing dishes.
Right. Like, sometimes maybe I have too much salt. Maybe my ring doesn't fit. Like, I'd be screwed.
Yeah.
I'm always like, nah, it's just not going to happen today.
The number of times you're like, oh, shoot, I forgot my ring.
Yeah.
Paparazzi would be like, God, Brooke's headed to divorce again for the third time this week.
Exactly.
But yeah, so Emily's ring has been noticeably absent, though, in her most recent Instagram post.
Yeah. So she posted a nude photo with her hands covering her breasts, and there was no ring on her finger then. And of course, her followers noticed she was ring-free in a TikTok video that she posted last week. Sebastian was still wearing his ring as of last Wednesday, mm-hmm. because of course he is. Mm-hmm. He probably thinks that's like a chick magnet. He seems like one of those guys.
Yeah.
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 And some people also noticed that Emily didn't wish Sebastian a happy Father's Day last month on social media. And they sold their house in LA a month ago, June 15th. Of course, like, they could have been planning to sell the house. Like, we don't really know.
Course.
But it's just like another clue,
right,
that things are not going great, you know?
Yeah. I will say, okay, agree with all of this, and in the context of them separating, it's like, oh, this adds up.
Sure.
But you don't have to post on social media.
Agree.
For Father's Day. Like, I hate that it's like, well, if you didn't post, it doesn't mean it. As somebody who forgot to post for Mother's Day, like, God, give us a break.
God.
Sometimes Sundays are busy.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's true.
But yeah. So,
but you're a terrible daughter.
Shut up. My mom listens to this. So right now, at least, there's no divorce filing yet. And they have not commented on their breakup officially. But it does seem to really be over.
Yeah.
And what I find interesting is that they lasted 4 years. Because just a few weeks after they started dating back in 2018, she announced that they'd already taken the plunge and gotten married.
Yeah.
And I'm always just like, how is that going to work?
I know.
A few weeks? Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's wild.
So at the time, she shared a series of photos from the ceremony writing, so I have a surprise. I got married today, which is just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
In the category of surprises, this is just,
it's a big one.
Yeah. And in one of the pictures she posted, she and Sebastian are holding hands, showing off Sebastian's wedding band, and he's kissing her cheek. Mm-hmm. But even though they'd only been dating for a few weeks before getting married, an insider told Us Weekly that they had known each other for years and said they were all in a friend group and he wasn't a stranger.
Okay, I guess that's something.
It's something.
But like, you haven't done so many things in front of each other at that point, you know, and you're going to get married.
Like a few weeks? Like, have you even
farted?
Used the bathroom? Like, yes. Have you seen your nighttime routines together? Like,
right.
Come on.
Right. So, okay. This is also crazy to me because when they first got together, Emily was like literally fresh off a breakup.
Yeah.
Like she was dating music producer Jeff Majid. She was with him for 3 years and they only broke up around January of 2018. And then she married Sebastian literally a month later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's like the biggest rebound I've ever seen in my life.
Well, it's crazy because I always thought J-Lo had a huge rebound from like Ben Affleck circa 2002 to Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
But this blows that out of the water.
No, this is just wild.
Like, I haven't even changed my sheets in the amount of time from when she broke up.
Yeah.
And she got married.
Yeah. I mean, I will say they didn't have a kid together until March of 2021. So they did.
Yes, yes.
Wait a little bit for that, which is good. But also, I guess it didn't matter. Mm. So that's sad. But their son is named Sylvester Apollo Bear. And in Emily's book, My Body, she wrote this really sweet dedication to Sebastian and their son. And she said, "To my husband, for showing me how transforming love can be. To Sly, to whom this book is dedicated. While you grew inside me, I wrote, hoping to become the best version of myself for you." That's really sweet. I mean,
yeah, I love a good book dedication.
Me too. I'll probably never have one.
Well, I'm going to write a book.
Oh, okay. I can't wait. I'm not going to read it, but please.
I know.
I'll read the first page for my dedication and then I'll get the audio version.
Perfect. So once reports came out that Emily and Sebastian were calling it quits over his alleged cheating, fans, as always, had some pretty strong reactions to the news.
Yeah.
Many people on social media, you know, showed their support for Emily. Others came for Sebastian, calling him out for being a cheater in the first place. But most people seemed shocked that anyone would dare cheat on someone as beautiful as Emily, which is, I feel like, something we see every time this happens to a celebrity. Like,
yeah,
they're so pretty. How could this happen to them?
Right.
As if that just precludes them from it.
Yeah.
Twitter user at Kimberly John B wrote, "Emily Ratajkowski's husband really had the audacity to cheat on her. Oh, there is no hope for the rest of us."
Yeah, terrible outlook.
Yeah.
And then at SM Sicard wrote, "If men will cheat on Emily Ratajkowski, what hope do the rest of us mere mortals have?" Well, newsflash, Emily's also a mortal.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like you said, like, this is a really common reaction when someone super beautiful gets cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird.
It is.
There's other things about a person than their looks.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's kind of weird. But I will say Elle Australia actually wrote a piece about this, and Ava Gilchrist points out how problematic it is to assume that just because Emily is so gorgeous, she's immune to being cheated on.
Right, right.
And she wrote, "It's these misogynistic ideals that uphold a hierarchical structure of how women are viewed by society as framed against one another." Yes, preach.
Mm-hmm.
And clinical psychologist Dr. Aileen Elagato told Elle Australia that this perception is the result of the beauty bias. And she said, "There's a misconception in society that beautiful people have it all. They have the pick of the bunch and get the most eligible men, an opportunity to choose well and therefore be treated well." And she explains that, you know, in Emily's case, people see her as someone who's so beautiful that these kind of things just wouldn't happen to her. But that's, you know, obviously not the case.
Mm.
Again, personality means so much. Now, I'm not saying Emily Ratajkowski has a terrible personality, but like, at the end of the day, you're either into someone or you're not.
I feel like this kind of discussion moves the focus of this on the person who's been cheated on versus the cheater.
Right.
And it's like, I remember when Beyonce and Jay-Z and all that stuff in the elevator, and it's like, God, if Beyonce gets cheated on, there's no hope for the rest of us. And it's like,
yeah,
okay, first of all, true, there's no hope for the rest of us. But that's not just because Beyonce got cheated on.
Yeah, not because of Beyonce. Yeah, it's just a weird, you know, and the same goes for men. Like, just because a guy is super hot and good looking doesn't mean someone's going to be head over heels in love with them forever.
Right. Well, and like, it just, it speaks to like what I feel like us normies view celebrity relationships. Like, how superficial are we considering them to be if we're like, well, if you're hot and you get cheated on, then there's no hope for us. It's like,
yeah.
Do you think they're just together because they're hot?
Well, yeah, that is what people think. They're always like, oh, well, they're so hot, they should date. Well, okay, are they compatible in any other way? My God.
So basically, they just go home, sit on the couch, and stare at each other. No conversation.
Exactly.
Because they're so hot. Which, to be fair, if I was with Chris Evans.
Yeah. Well, he's looking.
That's what I would do. I know.
I don't know what you're doing, wasting your time talking to me.
I keep DMing him like, hey, do you want to sub in for Brooke?
Ooh. That's fine.
It's left on red. I'll keep shooting my shot. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.